A new book chronicles the life of one of the country's most famous entertainers, Vladimir Menshik. Dita Asiedu reports on the biography of the late Czech actor and comedian.
Zkusili jste se střenky jít a říct nějaký babě, vy jste vychrtlá. Ale kde jaká takováhle vyschlá treska řekne, vy jste tlustá. Jak si to dovolím?
A voice recognized by most Czechs, no matter how old. Vladimir Menshik entertaining the nation on New Year's Eve 1982. With over 1,000 roles in his relatively short life, he's one of the country's most celebrated actors and entertainers. Vladimir Menshik has performed on stage, in films, fairy tales, serials, sketches, and one-man shows. In fact, he was the first to introduce a form of stand-up comedy to the nation. A new book that has just hit the shelves takes a closer look at the man that Vladimir Menshik was. Through testimony from his relatives and some 40 actors who worked with him, author Yolana Matejková takes a fresh look at the man who always met people with a smile, though rarely felt like laughing himself.
I had an interview with very famous Czech psychologist, and he told me that he know all famous comic artists in the Czech Republic, and all of them was his patient. A lot of them have deep depression, and Vladimir Menshik had deep asthma. And a long time he lived between death and life. And he was alive, therefore he wants to bring love to people. Yeah. And it was sense of his life during sad period of communism.
Vladimir Menshik was born in the Moravian village of Ivančice on October 9, 1929. Pressured by his father, he went to an engineering school and worked in a Brno machinery plant. But Vladimir Menshik's deepest desire was to become an actor. After one failed attempt, he was accepted into the Janáček Academy of Art, setting off a career more successful than he could have ever imagined. Actress Květa Fialová studied with him at the academy in the 1940s.
Pro mě Láďa Menšík je slunce.
Vladimir Menšík's heart was filled with the sun. He was an amazing actor because he had a soul with which he spoke to the people, Mrs. Fialová remembers. Vladimir Menšík had 4 children and was married twice. But despite the numerous people around him who loved and admired him, he took to alcohol, which not only affected his work, but also his health.
He also played in a very interesting film, Good Bird. It was about alcoholics. And he had a strong dramatic talent. And he had a deep sense for truth. And he was alcoholic sometime too. And this film, Good Birds, was as his own therapy in some way.
The new book is called Good Countryman, Vladimir Menshik, named after the film Všichni dobří rodáci, or All My Good Countrymen, in which he plays one of the main roles. The film tells the story of 1950s Moravia, where the residents of a village suffer the impact of forced collectivization. The film was made in 1968, but was soon to be banned by the regime. Though not a Communist Party member, Vladimir Menshik's career never suffered. But in January 1977, he had to sign the so-called Anti-Charter, along with numerous other artists, to express solidarity with socialism and condemn the dissident Charter 77 human rights petition. Vladimir Menshik died at the age of just 59 on May 29, 1988, with alcoholism, asthma, and many years of heavy smoking contributing to his early death.
That was Radio Prague's Dita Asiedu reporting.